It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, every time we discuss ways to support jobs in America, we discuss the benefits of the end result, more jobs and an improved economy for the nation where we live and want to thrive. On recent broadcasts of American Workers Radio, we discussed the importance of educating America's youth and the fact that every student should have no less than one viable job skill upon graduation. We also discussed the need to expand the trades and industrial arts programs in schools, which would provide businesses with a larger number of graduates knowledgeable of present and future employment opportunities. America's students, the future of our great country, often present ideas and inventions that would benefit people, create new product lines, and spur new jobs for American workers. Why not begin a national competition that would highlight student inventors and the ideas they have to offer? On any given day, dozens of advertisements come before us, but most of which is presented are not items made in America. Foreign companies are not concerned about the loss of American customers because they have few American competitors. Until there are more businesses operating and manufacturing goods in America producing quality products with the Made in the USA logo, businesses overseas will continue to regard America simply as a place to sell their products. The Buy American Made campaign urges you to purchase goods made in the USA and to use your purchasing power to benefit American businesses and American workers. Take a few minutes this week to call your local elected officials and school boards to promote the expansion of the trades and industrial arts programs and speak up in support of American Made where you shop. You're also encouraged to support your local businesses throughout the year and during National Small Business Weekend, the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of every month. For more information about this effort, visit nationalsmallbusinessweekend.com. This is Michael Blehosh. Tune into American Workers Radio every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on 860 a.m. radio, serving the Philadelphia and tri-state area. And you can listen live or to our rebroadcasts from the links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.